This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And it's hard to believe that 2020 marks 35 years since Wonderland first opened.
Come on out this weekend and join the fun at Australia's Wonderland.
Australia's Wonderland, the greatest fun you'll ever have.
Hang on! Make a splash!
Australia's Wonderland, greatest fun you'll ever have.
Just 50 minutes from city centre, open weekends only, Sydney's greatest fun entertainment value.
Closed in 2004, but for many of us living in Sydney, especially in the West, it was such a special place to visit. And joining me on the phone this morning is a man who's recently done a deep dive into the history of Australia's Wonderland, Andrew Levins. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you? You can refer to me as Australia's Andrew Levins for the first 60% of the interview, and then Andrew Levins Sydney for the remainder 40%.
Because that's what the theme park was known as.
Yeah, I feel like anyone old like you and me will know it as Australia's Wonderland. But in the last 4 years that it was open, it was known as Wonderland Sydney.
Yeah, right. What, do you know why it changed names?
Oh, it changed owners.
Ah.
It was bought by a Malaysian group.
Right.
And they changed it to Wonderland Sydney.
Now this...
And instead of getting Hanna-Barbera characters in the mix, we had Marvel characters for the final few years of the park.
And that's before Marvel became huge and bought out by Disney and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you had like just Daredevil walking around the park, and that maybe 10% of the people going to the theme park would recognise as a character. That
Exactly. You grew up in Western Sydney. A lot of our listeners did too. And I guess being a teenager, Wonderland was a pretty big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was. I mean, I know everyone kind of thinks of Gold Coast as like the premier destination in Australia for theme parks, but growing up, you know, we had Wonderland, and Wonderland had, I guess, like, you know, some of the best rides in Australia. You had the Demon, you had the Bush Beast, you had the Beastie, and of course, Space Probe 7. Like, and they were just, you know, even if we weren't riding them, we were talking about them at school. And, you know, there was always that one kid at your school who was like, oh, I rode the Demon 20 times in one day.
And Space Probe, I think, is one that many of us would remember because, I mean, I was too scared to go on it, but it stood out in the sky way above Western Sydney. You could see it from everywhere.
Yeah, I think we'd be on the M7 and you'd be able to see it in the distance. I remember just being so excited when we were going to a, you know, much less exciting holiday destination with my family, and you could see Space Probe 7, then you got a bit closer, you'd be able to see the peak of the Demon, and then as you got even closer, you'd be able to see the Bush Beast. That was a very important horizon on long car trips. What made Wonderland special is that you had rides that, yeah, they didn't have like Mickey Mouse or, you know, Disney characters on it, but it felt like a ride that you would see at Disney World. That's what made Wonderland feel special to me as a kid. It was all divided up into themed lands, and it just felt so special and unique.
It was our own Disneyland, wasn't it, really? I mean, except it had Hanna-Barbera characters, which is so irrelevant now. You think, man, you could get them pretty cheaply to sponsor any park, I think, these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, so the original group that opened it up here, it was a sister park for Canada's Wonderland. And Canada's Wonderland had a Hanna-Barbera land and a deal with Hanna-Barbera in place already. But when Wonderland opened in, I think it's the early 80s, Hanna-Barbera had just opened an Australian animation studio that wasn't far from the location for the park. So actually the corporate synergy was very high.
There was chatter a few years ago that they might bring back some version of Wonderland in Western Sydney. Do you reckon it's ever going to happen?
I mean, all the rides now, like even the reptiles from the, because there was Wonderland, the theme park next door to it was Australian Reptile Park or whatever, and then there was also a water park as well. So it was a massive destination. And there's probably a car park the size of all three of those parks combined. Even the reptiles got shipped off to different other parks around the world. And so did all the rides. And a lot of stuff that, like the Bush Beast, I think that's one of the few rides that wasn't, wooden roller coasters are pretty difficult to transport. So they ended up just plowing through it and destroying it with a crane or something. It is a bummer. I mean, there's lots of little relics from the park that only exist now in junkyards, like a theme park aficionado who just collects things just to adorn his junkyard.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Wow.
Maybe that's what they should call a wonderland. You just get to walk around this old junkyard.
See the relics of yesteryear. Look, Andrew Levins, thanks so much for joining us on Hope Breakfast to take us down memory lane looking at Australia's wonderland.
You're welcome.
I thought it'd be fun now to turn it over to you, wonderful listeners of Hope, and maybe share your memories of your time going to Wonderland growing up here in Sydney, in Western Sydney.
Come on out this weekend and join the fun at Australia's Wonderland.
Australia, it's been closed for 15 odd years now, but when it opened 35 years ago, it was massive in Sydney. I remember going a number of times as a kid and a teenager, and it's just amazing how many memories are coming through on the text line. All positive. Overwhelmingly positive memories and good vibes. We've got Karina on the line. Hello.
Hello.
What are your memories of Wonderland?
Well, I remember going when I was about 12 or 13 years old and I went on the space probe with my dad. I was brave enough to go on.
Yes.
I can't believe I did that. It was the scariest, most thrilling ride I've ever been on.
Because it takes you up. And my understanding is that there's a countdown, but you never know exactly when the countdown's going to drop you.
That's right. It drops you on about 7.
Oh, goodness me. You're not ready for it. No, of course not. It's a long way up, and I'm sure the screams can be heard right across Western Sydney.
Absolutely. I think I left my stomach up there.
Thanks, Karina. Appreciate that. Michael in Spring Farm, you've got a very cool memory of Wonderland.
Yeah, Sam, we used to have a yearly event called Wonderfest. A lot of listeners will know it, and they'd be going, yeah, I remember that. And it was, I think it was run by Youth Alive Australia, and it was kind of the premier youth conference back in the day, and it had different speakers, and it was when the peak of DC Talk and Newsboys, they would come out from the US, and it was just huge, and everyone would camp. So I was a part of the church. I was a part of, helped facilitate all the camping and security and ushering and stuff. So a lot of fond memories for me, and a lot of good times.
Wow, that's incredible. Imagine staying overnight in Wonderland. That's so cool, Michael. Thanks for letting us know. And Susan, you had a very interesting experience happen to you on the grounds of Wonderland.
I did. It was a cold day, so we waited right to the end of the day to go on. Well, my family went on the water rampage.
Yeah.
I had to hold the bags because I was very heavily pregnant. And just as I walked off, my waters broke. And my face just went, my husband goes, why are you all wet? And I'm going, our waters broke. My husband's going, quick, I don't want my baby to be born at Australia's Wonderland. Let's get out of here.
You could have Fred Flintstone deliver the baby and Captain Caveman wrap it up. That's incredible. Did you make it to the hospital, Susan?
Oh, yeah. My daughter wasn't born until the next day, but it was very exciting. She loves telling everybody that she was born at Australia's Wonderland.
It is a fantastic tale to tell. Susan, thanks for letting us know about it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Look, we have so many texts in on this. Waiting in line for the bush beast and watching the wooden structure move and shake as if it was about to snap like a twig, but still riding on it. Yes, Brad. I can remember that as well. I loved Australia's Wonderland and went to plenty of times as a kid. I enjoyed riding the Zodiac, which was a dual-arm Ferris wheel with caged-in cabins. You could spin using a steering wheel-like contraption in the centre. So many roller coasters that I loved. Scary but awesome. I miss it so much. Thanks, Leggy. That's what everyone's saying. We miss it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.